Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Video Games Now podcast. It's Rodney, joined by Mr. Will.
Hey, guys.
And joined also by Mr. Daniel.
Hey, what's going on?
And how do you say you're using your gamer tag again? I can't remember.
It's Dice Fenrir.
Dice Fenrir. Sounds like a werewolf name, but it's badass.
Yep, thank you.
Take that as you will. All right, today we're going to talk about our experiences playing the Blessed Unleashed beta, which was available this weekend from Friday to Tuesday at 10 a.m. It was a lot of fun. It was a closed beta, so the only way you can get in was checking in with us on our Facebook page and getting a free beta code, and or if you had a beta code on your own, I guess. So we're going to talk about that, and we're going to talk about the Sea of Thieves update in depth. We've briefly talked about it before, but we're going to go right for the meaty, glooty booty and talk about it. All right, all that fun stuff coming up right now.
Right now.
Alrighty, so first of all, I went to make coffee this morning and saw that there was old coffee in the coffee maker, and I just warmed it up, so I'm having lukewarm coffee this morning. Good way to start the day.
That's kind of gross.
Hey, you gotta save money somewhere. Recycle coffee.
You make more money than all of us.
Yeah. Go through the grinds a second time.
just get all the wet stuff from the side and just kind of like dry it out and do it again, yeah.
Yeah, bake it in the oven for like 10 minutes and then throw it back in.
Yeah, it should be good. Alright, so we've been playing a mixtitude of things recently. So, Dan, you've been not on the podcast for a little bit, so why don't you tell us what you've been playing?
What have I been playing? I've been messing around in Division, trying to get to that cap, because I got a raid coming out at the end of the month. I've been playing Bless, since we got the codes for that. Not much else. I've actually been kind of stupid busy real life lately, so not much time for gaming.
Dan's been shaking us down like a fucking mob boss for those beta codes.
Listen, I'm just trying to stay on top of it because we've got fans that want to get in and play with us, so I'm trying to do my best.
Will, where's the beta code? And of course, Will never checks the Discord. So then, yeah, I have to deal with it. Alright, so, cool, yeah. And then, yeah, like you said, we're playing Blessed Unleashed. I played Blessed Unleashed with Will yesterday for about 4 hours, 4 or 5 hours. And then jumped on to Battlefield 5, which sucks ass still, by the way. I just played Grand Operations to get back into it, and I just found the same issues that I found when I first started playing it, like in November when it came out. And then I played one or two games of Firestorm, and did not pull me in at all. It literally was like, play me, and then I played it, and then it sucked ass, so I stopped playing. So I was immediately turned off from Battlefield, so I went over to Sea of Thieves with Will. And Will, how did that go yesterday?
We had a good time. We had Eric join us, and then Mr. Cole.
Mr. Wizard of the Wizard Pack. Yeah, and then we sat on a... I posted this picture on our Facebook page. I should post it on our Instagram too, I guess. But sitting on the skeleton throne, that was freaking awesome.
That was a good picture.
Oh, is that where you guys were?
Yeah, we're sitting on a skeleton throne, but it didn't unlock the combination because you have to have another crew sitting there with you. But it was just the three of us, so we're like, eh. Yeah, it was a good time. Anyways, all right, so let's talk about, holy shit, grammar, spelling, English, no my strong suit.
Apparently.
No me strong suit.
All right, so let's talk about Blessed Unleashed. So, yeah, the beta went live on Friday. We didn't play until yesterday morning, though. So, Will, why don't you talk about your initial thoughts of the game first?
I didn't fully play around with it, but the customization at the beginning, creating your character, is pretty in-depth. Did you guys mess around with it, or just create a click character?
I just created a guy that looked really fucking dumb and named him Taken Grace, and then was on my way.
I messed around with it a little bit, but the whole thing is that beta characters never carry over, so I didn't want to spend 3 hours making a full in-depth character, but I put a good probably 20 minutes into it, and yeah, it's insane the level of detail you can get on your character.
Oh yeah, definitely. Hard to say though if the beta character will carry over or not though, because there's a lot of things like that. I can't remember where it is, but it's an achievement or something, is if you beat the main story during the beta, you'll get a reward for the main game.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I wonder
that.
If it'll just tick the box for that, though.
Yeah, those ones that tick the box, yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm wondering if it'll just save that, knowing that you did that, and then you'll still have to start a new character when the actual game comes out.
That usually does happen, but for MMOs, they don't always make you start over, mainly because of how much work you put into one character.
True.
Like, I was running into people that were already, like, level 22 and 30.
That's crazy.
I thought they capped it at 22.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, then maybe it is... Oh, no, that was an admin I ran into. That was kind of cool. I forgot to tell you guys about that. Or I should tell you guys about that. I was in the main city. I don't remember what it's called, but the one that has the academy.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, and right where in the middle of the area there, I saw this guy all like with a purple name. And then I walked up to it because it's the only purple name person I've seen so far, and his armor was insane. He was playing the Crusader class, the Sword and Shield.
Yeah.
Yep.
But it was like a black samurai outfit, and then under his name it said admin.
No shit. Well, that's why he was level 30 then.
Yeah.
He's cheating. No, I'm just kidding.
Actually, he wasn't doing anything. He was using an emote and sitting on the floor.
Yeah, he was AFK, so he made it look cool. So
pretty much.
Just hanging commoners. Did he call you a peasant?
No, but the best looking homeless guy I've seen so far.
Bloody pleasant. I think I like the word pleasant better than peasant, because I just fucked that up, because English, morning, Sundays, yes. Yeah, it's not good. Anyways, why don't we talk about the classes here for people who have not played the beta, and let's just tell them a little bit about it. So, I mean, there's only three of us here, and there's five classes, so we will do our best to try to talk about the other ones from just what we've seen. So we have a mage, which is what I played as, a priest, who looks like a little rabbity thing. I'm not really sure what race that is. There's a Berserker, which is what Will played as, and there's the Ranger, which is the hardest class, which Dan chose. Good luck, Dan. And then we have a Crusader. So, who do you want to start with? Will, you played the longest. Let's start with your guy, the Berserker.
Well, I don't know. I'm just about level 10. What about you, Dan?
Hey, so, yes, I got to level 8 this morning.
Level 8. What was I, Will? Level 6? When I left?
Yeah, you just hit level 6.
Yeah. I wasn't doing all the side quests, though. There was one of them that was fucking bullshit, but we'll talk about that in a second. We'll go back to your Berserker class.
Yeah, so I don't know about your guys' class, but my Berserker really has to be up and close to get any damage done. So it just about the time I got new gear when I hit level 9 is now where I can actually stand in front of enemies and take a bit of damage and not get one shot. Especially by, like, there's that grasslands giant. It's still glitchy as hell, but you can kill it. I've killed it like 3 times now. But before, he used to, if I stood near him and he hit me once, it was usually like a goodbye.
Yeah, insta-kill, yeah. Yeah, I didn't get to beat the grassland giant because it kept glitching. And, like, his health, his overall health, Dan, I don't know if you experienced this in the beta, it was, like, continuously rising. So it started at, like, 69,000, and then it went all the way up to 350,000 while you were fighting him.
Oh, yeah, that sounds bugged.
Yeah, and then, I guess Will beat it, so the glitch didn't happen all the time, but then it would hit, like, he would hit, like, a third of health, and it would trigger, like, the next phase in his battle sequence. And then he would, like, despawn and respawn in with full health, and we're like, fuck! So, I'm sure the devs are aware of the glitch, and they're gonna fix it, but it's a beta, so. But,
it's a beta.
Yeah. Anyway, so, what kind of, stats and stuff does your Berserker have? Were you paying attention to that?
What do you mean by stats?
Like, was there one stat that was stronger than the others, or...
Well, basically, the Berserker's all about the big axe, right? So,
yeah. Is that who you played as at PAX when you got the fastest time?
Yeah, yeah. It was.
Yeah. Nice. Cool. All right, well, yeah, I played as the Mage, and so, as you would expect, it uses, you know, spells and shit. The one thing I didn't like about the Mage was that you couldn't lock on to a target. And I'm wondering, did you guys have this as well, where you couldn't lock on to any targets?
No, yeah, I just had a crosshair on the screen that I would hold over enemies as I was attacking, and it would hit them. There wasn't any way to actually lock on.
Yeah, that was really, really annoying. So if any devs are listening to this, that's kind of a big deal. Because if the whole game's about combos where you're mashing X and Y button, the only thing that saved me is I have an evil controller, so I have the buttons underneath, so I didn't have to take my thumb off the control stick, so I can maintain my attacking. But if you don't have a scuff controller or an evil controller, like, you're kind of fucked. You're either not moving, like, laterally or forward and back, or you're not aiming, because you have to have one finger on X and Y so you can be attacking.
It wasn't that horrible for me as the Ranger, because I'm supposed to stand at distance anyway, so it's not like I was trying to dodge monsters for the most part, but I can see, or if you got to get in close or anything like that, it could be a little bit of an issue.
I mean, getting in close... go ahead.
You're both ranged attackers, though.
Yeah, but I have to have to be sort of mid-range. Like, if I'm too far back, my spells don't hit.
Okay. Because yeah. When I was watching, like, the other mages and the archers play, they usually stood, like, on the outskirts.
Yeah.
And just cast their magic from there.
Well, yeah, I'm sure once you level up, you can get spells that are a little bit more long range, but I was only level 6, and I had kind of the basic shit. Yeah, so I did like fighting as the Mage, and it added some elemental status effects to the enemies. Like, I could burn them, and they would get skull damage and stuff like that, so that helped during the boss. That did more damage to the boss than fucking my actual attacks to the Grassland Giant. I was doing, like, 3 damage per hit. It was, like, weak.
You're supposed to use your Blessing attack.
I did, and then I did 10 damage.
No, the RB attack?
That's not an attack for me. That's, that's the one I was talking about. It's like the ice attack.
Okay, yeah, because your blessings are where you get your more damage from in your sneak attack stuff.
Right. Because,
like, just before I got off last night, I unlocked the second blessing, the Blessing of the Wolf.
Nice, okay. Yeah, and then with the Mage, you have mana, and you just hold B when you're not attacking, and then you can restore your mana, but it takes some time. It takes probably 15 seconds to fully restore your mana from nothing, so that can be detrimental to you in the heat of battle. But I'm sure that you can get, passive buffs or something where you can, like, recover your mana without having to do that. I'm sure there's going to be shit like that in the game.
It makes sense.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We'll get to the actual game in a second. Let's talk about the Archer. Dan, how was your experience with the Archer? Did you play as this elf chick that's on the website?
Yeah, you know what? I actually had quite a bit of fun of it. It's interesting. It's got a different resource. She's got like a quiver that has a set amount of arrows in it, and each of your abilities uses up a certain amount of those arrows. And then once you're empty, you got to hit B and it'll reload like the whole magazine, basically. But if you get hit, it cancels it out. So instead of having to hold B, you tap it and then you can run around get it refilled. And I did find a different quiver while I was playing that increased the amount of arrows.
Right.
So I went from like 50 to 62. So I'm assuming it's going to be the same kind of thing for the mage, where either like you passively regenerate or you get a bigger mana bar or what have you. The ranger ended up being more area of effect than I expected it to be. Like a lot of the shots end up shooting in like cones or like big circles of area. I thought it was going to be more of like focusing on one creature.
Right.
So it was kind of fun that I could take on groups of enemies as the ranger instead of having to just fight one at a time.
Okay. Sweet. Yeah. And then I don't know what the Crusader or the Priest is all about. I think the Priest is all heals and shit, isn't it?
I don't know. I don't think there is a healer, actually, because I looked it up and it said there's no healing in the game other than like potions and stuff like that. So there's no ability to actually heal yourself.
Well, you can do buffs, because during the field, the Grasslands boss there, someone was throwing down a raise your critical attack or whatever. Yeah.
Buffs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe that's what the Priest is all about.
Later down, I looked at all my blessings like that you can unlock throughout the game. There's one if you just press RB and B, I think it is, later on, for 15 seconds, every attack I hit will restore my health.
Dirty. Nice. Cool. So, yeah, that's kind of how the characters and how they kind of work. So, this is a MMO on console, which is, I remember like 8 years ago, I'm like, why can't we get a fucking MMO on console? And here it is. They heard my prayer over at Bandai. What the fuck? Oh my god.
Bandai Namco.
Thank you. Holy shit. Can't even say developers' names anymore. So, alright, so it says it's free to play here on the top of the this website. It's free to play open world action RPG combat. So, I'm wondering if it's going to be...
You're going to be paying.
I think it'll be on the Game Pass because it's an Xbox exclusive. I think that's what's going to happen.
Yeah. I also think there's going to be microtransactions because this is a game made in South Korea, so...
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. It'll be for sure. Microtransaction heavy.
There's going to be like items in like guild stores and stuff like that, and I'm sure you're going to be able to purchase like gold or those seeds and stuff like that with actual money.
Yeah. I hope it's somewhat like Arc Age. It's that MMO I played after PAX a couple years ago, and there was a lot to do in the game. Just it was free to play, and you had an option to buy like some sort of pass. Like a gold pass for like, I think it was like, you know, $20 a month or something. But it added so much more to the game, which you didn't really realize when you were playing for free because there was so much available already. So I'm wondering how Blessed Unleashed is going to handle their content like that.
It would make sense for there to be like some sort of monthly subscription fee where you get more things.
Yeah, like you get a free like piece of gear or something every... you know, month or every week or something, or every day for logging in.
Elder Scrolls Online kind of does something like that, don't they, where you get like a set amount of their paid currency a month that you can spend on shit.
It was 1500. They increased it by 200, so you get 1700 crowns every month for $15, and then you also get access to the crafting bag, and buddy, is the crafting bag essential. Literally, instead of like carrying around like any materials for crafting that'll like take inventory space, like the crafting bag is unlimited.
See, that's something I noticed in playing Bless, is like your crafting items take up space in your bags.
Oh yeah.
And that kind of irked me just a little bit because
I only got my bag space make a potion up,
and it's like, oh, your bag is full.
Yeah,
I got a bunch of rocks and shit in my bag that I don't need.
So slightly off topic, I'm just on the Blessed Unleashed website, and they have a picture of a exclusive Blessed Unleashed Xbox One X with controller and a kind of, I can't even tell what kind of headset, that is. But anyways, it says, not going to PAX East? Jealous of all the sweet loot we're giving away at the show? We've got you covered. Follow us on Instagram, and you could win a custom-skinned Xbox One X and Razer prize pack, including a Razer Kraken headset and a new Razer Wolverine Xbox One controller from our friends at Xbox and Razer. Also, make sure you keep an eye out on our stories stories feed this weekend on Instagram and see what's happening on the show. So you can enter it, the sweepstakes on their website there. Just go to blessedunleashed.com. And go to news, and it'll be down there. So that's cool. That actually, damn, the Xbox looks pretty sick. Here, I'll put the code in Skypeage for you, so you guys can see. But anyway, so let's talk about the actual game now. So they start off with some sort of dream sequence, and so it's the exact same area that we played in the demo that we played at PAX Will last year.
Yeah, pretty much. It's just a little smaller. They got rid of a lot of things where you first get in the PAX demo. There was a lot more waves of enemies before you got to that Cyclops.
I mean, it kind of almost felt the same to me. I mean, maybe there was a few more. Like, yeah, there was gates before, so you had to...
Yeah, there's little side bosses, too, before you, like, were thrown into the fray to fight the Cyclops.
Yeah. Okay, well, and then, so yeah, you did that dream sequence, and you had all of your shit, though. You were, like, almost fully leveled for the demo?
Yeah.
Because you had way more blessed skills, and you had, like,
all your combos,
and then you get nerfed fucking hard after that sequence, and you're like, here's the base shit. I'm like, fuck. So, and then you enter this town. Not to spoil too much of the story for those who want to play on their own, but basically there's a festival going on. You go talk to a bunch of people, get some XP, go talk to somebody else, they die, and then you die, and then you spawn in somewhere else. Spoiler alert? Is that too much?
No, I think that's pretty fair.
Okay. Not like Eric on our fucking Discord goes and sees Endgame. Like opening night, and then just on the Discord drops a fucking bomb. Like, blah, here's what happened in Endgame. And I'm like, dude, like, fuck.
You removed that comment, right? Because I don't think I saw that.
I did, yes, I removed that comment because I'm fucking offended. So, anyway, so after, you know, that whole sequence I just described happens, then that's when you can start interacting with other players. This song's kind of fucking hype, I'm not gonna lie. Yeah, you can start interacting with other players, so that's finally where I partied up with Will. But this is kind of the first issue I had with the game, is partying somewhat doesn't really benefit you really at all, other than if you attack the same creature, you get some bonus XP. You know?
But okay. You can also take on harder enemies to get more XP.
Yeah, no, that's true, but I mean, the party itself felt like it didn't really have much of a purpose, other than you can see where you're friend is on the map. I don't know. I mean, I haven't played an MMO in a long time, but I felt like when you play in a party and you guys accept quests, you all accept the same quest, and then you all work toward the progress of the quest together in a party.
Sort of. MMOs have changed quite a bit, even on Elder Scrolls. Like, I can share a quest that I picked up, but just because I have the quest, they don't.
Yeah, because, I mean, if you got more XP for being in a party and completing quests together, I think that would be more beneficial for you, because then that would push more games out, right? Because then you'd be like, hey, go play Blessed Unleashed, and we'll party up, and then we'll do shit, and we'll get more XP. I think that would be a better approach, but I don't know if it's too late in the game for them to kind of work on that.
I think it doesn't take too much to change the party mechanics, but... I don't really know. It's hard to say what they'll do, but it's also like I said, MMOs have changed a lot over the years, and mainly you play the main story now by yourself, and you group up to just, you know, have fun, grind, or you do like the trials and raids.
Yeah. Well, another example is when that prompt came on when we're playing, it's like, oh, there's a Grasslands Giant raid going on in half an hour, and we're
party
like,
up.
Where the fuck is that? We had no idea where it was, and we're like, well, let's just split up and just look for it, and then when you find it, just call it out. And we were noticing that if you went up to the teleport beacon or pyrefire or whatever the fuck they are, what are they called?
Soul fire.
The pyrefire sounds cooler. Anyways, if you went and activated it for you, it didn't activate it for everybody in your party, which is, if I can understand if, like, someone's, like, basically done the game and there's a noob starting, not syncing up all of their waypoints, but if you sync up a waypoint while they're online and you're traveling together, I think that that should be maybe a thing.
I don't.
No?
It makes the game too easy, then. The whole thing is about discovering the game yourself, right?
Yeah, fair enough.
And that means we could both split up, go different directions of the map, and unlock the whole thing before even doing any of the story.
Yeah, that's true.
And then
true.
Be like, oh, you have to go here, then we just fast travel.
Yeah, and then we go into an area where we're out-leveled by a goat, and we get killed by a fucking goat that's level 10 and we're level 6. That was some bullshit.
Yeah, I got killed by a level 12 buzzard last night. That's when I called it.
Yeah. Okay.
I didn't even know he was there. The quest was like, oh, I hear a baby coming from up top. So I walk up there, right? And it's like, there's nothing up here. And I turn around, I'm like, oh, I'm dead.
Yeah. The other kind of small issue I was having with the game was the collision is fucking OP. Please nerf. Did you guys find this, Dan?
What do you mean by a collision?
Like, the collision in the game. Like, if you're... Like, if there was a platform or a ledge, like, at chest level, like, you couldn't fucking jump up there and get on the fucking ledge. Like, you had to walk...
Oh, yeah, they're random spawns. Like, it took me, like, a couple minute to try to get up to grab some freaking... what is it? To mine the ore.
Yeah, I mean... Yeah, it was just, I found that annoying, especially, like, when you have to walk all the way around a fucking fortress wall when you can easily just jump, should be able to just jump up the rocks or something. Yeah, it was slightly annoying. But anyways, let's talk about the quests now. The quests kind of are the same general, you know, stuff that MMOs put out, you know, help farmers, give them this, you know, attack a couple of these things, yada, yada, yada. So, the quests weren't that exciting for me, but I'm sure later on they get a little bit more exciting when the story's more developed.
They do. There's, you have your main story, and then you have a lot of side quests, from people that, were, like, you interacted with in the main story.
Yeah.
So, without spoiling it, like, there's a guy you meet during the main story called Red. He sends you to be, fight this, Spectre. And let's just say the Spectre destroys you. And then you go back to Red, and he's like, oh, so I told you you'd have trouble. And then he's like, oh, now I want you to craft this piece of gear.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay. So I craft a piece of gear thinking, now I'm going to get an OP freaking axe that's going to help me do some more damage. No, I craft a freaking shield. I don't use a shield.
Yeah, I rarely use
shields.
It's
just part of the quest.
The only time I've ever used a shield in a video game is in fucking Breath of the Wild, because you fucking have to.
Yeah, but then, like, Red's like, oh, yeah, so let me look at your gear now. Oh, yeah, your gear's really low-powered. Here, let me give you a piece of my really good stuff. So he gives me a belt, and all of a sudden, this Spectre that had, like, 30,000 health is now, like, 3,000. I'm like, okay.
Okay, so... The other thing I was going to talk about is kind of the mechanics in the game. So there is crafting, so that is good. There was one quest that I was going to mention earlier and then stop myself. It was the cooking quest in the market or whatever.
Oh, I did it.
Did you?
You just have to go into your consumables in your inventory and actually read the frickin' recipe she gave you for that conduit.
Fuck's sake. Okay, so I fucked that up. Yeah, because it's like make a fruit coat something rather, I can't remember what the
conduit,
yeah, and I'm like, okay, so I go to the pyrefire, and it doesn't give me an option to do that. I made, like, a fucking apple pie or some bullshit, and I made something else, and then I couldn't get it. I couldn't figure it out. Mind you, I didn't read any of the actual dialogue, I just skipped through it. So, she probably explained that.
Yeah, the dialogue doesn't really explain too much. You just have to basically think, oh, well, she gave me a recipe, where's it gonna go?
Right. the crafting is, it basically gives you little micro achievements for crafting fucking everything, like crafting armor and getting a bag made and cooking shit and all that. So, yeah, there's a lot to do in the game with crafting.
Yeah, but you also increase your crafting skill to make it easier for you to build or create, craft, whatever you want to say, better gear.
Yeah. I'm curious to see how this all plays out, because the best crafting mechanics that I've seen in an MMO was in Guild Wars.
Guild Wars was pretty good. Elder Scrolls is on point.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, if it's annoying that you can't craft what you want, like it's like a random craft, but it just increases the RNG for you getting a better weapon.
No, but you can craft what you want too.
Oh, can you?
If you scroll down now, when you increase your level up, it opens up like other things, so I can get like another version of the Guardian Axe that can be upgraded, but it requires like some green material that I have yet to farm.
Oh, okay, I see. Yeah, oh, by the way, the fucking designs for the weapons are and the armor are fucking badass.
Yeah.
Is that Merc?
Sorry about that.
Is that Merc?
No, family. But I don't know why it went through. My phone's off. I just checked it again.
Oh, interesting. Anyways, yeah, then the design for all the weapons and stuff were badass. Like, my scepter had like looked like dragon horns were off the end of it, and it had like a flame orb in it. It was fucking cool.
Yeah, my axe was like really nicely designed with a green orb in the middle.
Yeah.
I walked around, I was doing a quest, and I looked at the text chat, and it's like, "Demon, what type of axe is that?" And I was like, I'd reply, but I don't know how to open the text chat.
Yeah. I'm sure those are the people that have the Microsoft fucking keyboard or whatever for the Xbox. Yeah. How did anybody use the little keyboard attachment for your controller? Like, that's like worse than a slide-out phone thing.
I bought it, but the only thing I ever used it for was codes.
Yeah, it'd be annoying.
You know, like, instead of, like, especially, like, the Blessed Unleashed code, it's, like, what, 14, 15, 16 characters?
Yep.
Yeah, so, like, K, V, 8, right? On the keyboard, it made it a lot easier and faster.
Yeah. So, just FYI, Dan just dropped out from the call because his mic stopped working, so we just dropped him out of the call. Or he dropped himself. We make it sound like we're the dicks.
Yeah. Bye, Dan.
Bye, Dan. And now Kayla's giving him the evil eye because he didn't finish the podcast. But anyways, so yeah, so then the world of Blessed Unleashed looks massive. We didn't explore a lot. Like, in the beta, we didn't explore the whole thing, obviously, but it looks massive.
You can zoom out and you can kind of get the scope of the map.
Yeah. So anyways... I think that's it for Blessed Unleashed, unless you have anything else.
Not really. Just want to see what type of changes they make from the beta now to the full game.
Yes, and I'm going to buy this game, I think.
Oh, I'm definitely going to play it. I love MMOs. I have Elder Scrolls on PS4, and this will give us something to play.
Yep. Okay, so why don't we head over to the Sea of Thieves world, and let's talk about the anniversary update that's coming out this Tuesday, which is probably the day you guys are all listening to this podcast. So it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to stream the anniversary Tuesday night. So if you're listening to this, check us out probably tonight, which is Tuesday, the 30th. I'm going to be streaming quite late, though, so because I work, you know, in a regular job. So, yeah, we're going to stream it and check out what's new. I don't know what we'll do, if we'll do the story mode or we'll try out the arena. Or what we'll do.
We'll play around with everything.
Yeah, I want to get good with the harpoon gun, because that's going to be our secret weapon. That's going to be everybody's secret weapon, though.
Yeah, I can see us using that for mag hunting, but I can also see that backfiring, especially like when he fucking like tries to go underwater.
Yeah, well, he won't be fucking running away for much longer. God, that was annoying.
On the side of the ship.
Yeah. So I see something on Google here. It says Microsoft accidentally reveals Sea of Thieves Anniversary Edition early.
Yeah, I see that right here. They've actually released its own Anniversary Edition for $50.
Interesting. But why?
I am looking for that to see if it comes with anything.
The variant is $10 less than the regular version. So, is this the expansion? I thought it was all free. Apart from everything mentioned above, there's also a cosmetic Sea Dog pack that's included in the Anniversary Edition, which contains the Sea Dog hat, jacket, cutlass, pistol, compass, sail, ships, plus an additional 10,000 gold. Alright,
anyway. I can't say for sure, certain. Ugh, I'm getting tongue-tied.
Anyways, so the Anniversary Edition is finally introducing some campaign elements into the game. And they actually released a trailer a couple days ago, and it looks freaking awesome. It looks like it's going to be a good time. I'm sure it's going to be one of those areas on the map that's still kind of grayed out. Like the kind of top northeastern part of the map is kind of blacked out still, and you can't sail there. So I'm wondering if that's where it is, and it's going to open up there.
It would make sense.
Yeah.
But the arena area also is, I thought, just another version of the same map.
No, it's like a very condensed version of the map. So I wonder if they're just kind of eliminating the negative space, or if they're all brand new islands.
Be interesting to see.
Yeah. I'm actually quite excited for that mode, even though we were talking about this yesterday with my brother when he was playing with us. But the only people kind of left playing Sea of Thieves is, like, the diehards. So everyone's really good at combat. There's no more, like, potatoes out there. Potato sailors. Yeah,
that, and I run into people on PC that can... there's just no lag for them, where there is so much on the Xbox, which I wish they'd fix.
Yeah. And the... I mean, I play on PC, but I play with a controller just because I just can't fucking... I can't play mouse and keyboard. Just can't do it. It's too hard, man. I tried playing Sea of Thieves the other day at work with mouse and keyboard because I didn't have my controller and it was fucking hard. So, I don't want to do that again. But anyways...
You'll have to keep a spare spare controller in your car.
I'll just bring it to work with me. And then when... Yeah. Like, I literally had about 4 hours to kill because there's fucking nothing going on. So, I could have been playing Sea of Thieves for 4 hours. I'd have been sick. And nobody was there. They're like, the boss was out, and all the other people were out in the world doing stuff, and I finished all my work really, really early, and I was like, I should play some Sea of Thieves. Oh, yes.
All you have to do is put some marbles out in the hall so you can hear them when they come back.
Yeah. Break their neck, and then everyone's like, oh, are you okay? And then they don't even worry about me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, the arena mode adds a new currency. There's silver coins, and I don't know if the silver coins themselves carry over into the main game, or if that gets transferred into gold.
Silver carries over to the main game, because there's a store you can buy in the arena, and then there's something you can buy with the silver in the main game as well.
Okay. Sweet! So, yeah, that's... I don't like that they added another type of currency, because they added doubloons, and the doubloons have their own kind of purpose, but now it's just another place that you gotta fucking sail to buy shit with silver coins.
Pretty much, but that's also the only way to earn the silver coins is through arena anyways, so...
Yeah. I'm wondering if the arena is going to be a part of the main menu screen. Like, do you want to play arena, or do you want to play main... Street Sea of Thieves?
I think it would.
Yeah, so it'd be like arena and adventure? Two modes, yeah. So, I mean, the arena will be an adventure, but it'll be a hardcore adventure. We'll need some top shelf players. And you gotta actually help sail the ship this time, Will.
Yeah, I won't text and sail.
Yeah. Will completely Titanic the shit out of our ship yesterday.
You did as well. A couple times, actually.
Yeah, but the difference is the boat didn't sink.
Yeah, the difference is that you actually had people on the ship that helped you. Eric is like, oh, there's only one hole. I've got this. One hole turned into six.
Oh. That's funny.
If I knew there were six holes, I would have been down there. And then he's like, no, there's we need to get water out. And by the time I'm down there, the ship's already sinking. I'm like, oh, well, that's it.
Yeah. So if you guys haven't already, definitely check out the Shores of Gold trailer on the YouTubes. I think Eric put it on our Facebook page, so you guys can jump over there and check it out. And the arena mode, there's a central ship that you guys go and you cash in all your chests at, but you have to go to islands and complete quests And basically the same thing as the main game, except it's everything's super condensed. So everything's much closer together, and there's a lot of players. There's like probably four times as many ships as there are in a standard server. So yeah, it's going to be a fucking bad time all around. I think you just got to fly with your alliance flag. You know, and just
I don't know if you'd be able to even use it in the arena, because I thought it was every ship for themselves.
Yeah, but we should try to like align with some people, because it'll be much easier to sink ships with two fucking ship.
The arena doesn't work that way. Like you're in a race to get the most treasure.
Oh, okay. All right, well, yeah, we'll check it out. Yeah. I don't know if we'll play that on Tuesday, because we'll be fucking super tired, but maybe we'll play the arena during our team play next Sunday.
Yeah, that should work. We will play Tuesday, see what's new with the game, though.
Yeah, we'll stream that as well, but the team play will be me and you, Will, and if any of the other VGN friends wants to join us, then great, and if not, we'll have Cole jump in. Cole's a VGN guy, too. He just doesn't stream.
He started with us.
Yeah, true. So anyways, a couple of new mechanics as well being added to Sea of Thieves. We got fishing, finally, because there was nothing to do while you sailed to point A to point B except for looking at the map or your accommodations, or going to an island and getting supplies.
So all four of us are just going to be sitting off stack.
We'll dedicate one dude to fishing and cooking us good meals. Because you can hand a fish to somebody, so you can hand a fish to whoever, they can go cook it and make a meal for themselves. Because I think...
Yeah, that works.
Yeah, because what's going to happen is, like, each fish or whatever, the way you cook it is going to affect a couple of attributes. Like, you can get regenerating health or shit like that, which would be super beneficial in the arena. What if they just... Oh, what if they took away fishing in the arena, because that'd be super cheap?
That would suck.
I'd be kind of choked, actually, yeah. So you can fish, you can also hunt, so finally you can kill chickens and pigs and snakes and cook those in your little bucket, whatever they call the skillet on your ship, and make some excellent things. And yeah, so it's not just bananas anymore. We've been hearing this rumor a long time. Like, they're going to add fruit and all this nonsense to the game. And yeah, now,
weren't they adding pets? Whatever happened to that?
I don't know. Maybe that's the second anniversary edition. We'll have pets come out.
Do you remember they were talking about adding like dogs and stuff like that would be on your ship, and like parrot that could be on your shoulder?
Yeah, that'd be cool. Man, if the parrot could do actual things, that'd be so sweet. Be like,
no, it's just gonna say Polly wants a cracker.
You know, you're gonna like be like, go, like peck their eyes out so they can't sail. Yeah, that'd be rare. That'd be awful. Anyway, so the other thing that's coming in is a multifunctional ship-mounted harpoon. So this will have... you finally have something to shoot off the front of your ship. So you can harpoon the land, and it helps you turn better. You can harpoon barrels in the water. You can harpoon other ships. You can harpoon the Megalodon and the Cractopus, the Sharktopus, whatever the fuck we call it. So yeah, that's probably going to be our new favorite gun, I'd say.
Yeah. I don't know how that'll help us in a Kraken fight.
We're going to skewer the Kraken and have fucking calamari in our new skillet with the cooking mechanics.
I wonder, because apparently when you kill the Meg, too, you can get, like, shark meat.
Oh, good. We killed a lot of Megs this weekend.
Yeah.
Actually, well, not even this week, just this weekend, like this week. Like, we've killed probably 8 or 9 Megs this week.
Couple, more than once, though, so.
Yeah. So, yeah, we've been killing it. And, because, yeah, yesterday we were kind of aimlessly sailing around looking for Megs and Sharktopuses and skeleton ships, but they were never spawning. That server sucked ass. As soon as we jumped servers, we got a little bit better luck.
It was way better.
Yeah. So... All right, so we also have more trading companies and voyage types. So they're adding a brand new faction called Sea Dogs, which is all about the arena. And but voyage types, I'm kind of confused on that. Let's see if we can find some elaboration on that. here. But yeah, the Sea Dogs thing is all about the arena. So the more treasure you, the more shit you do, basically, the more your faction levels up. And that's another 50 level fucking faction that we got to worry about.
I'm just going to focus on fishing. That seems like something I can get to 50.
Oh, right. There's another, there's hunting as well, isn't there? That's another faction coming in? Like hunting and cooking or something?
I don't think hunting is. I think they just, it's fishing, cooking, and then that new faction. So there'll be six, and then you only need three to get Pirate Legend.
Okay, well, we're pretty much almost there. I'm level 44 gold, 36 souls, and 35 merchants, so I say I'm almost there, like the other two are just going to come super easy. Fuck.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Megalodon enemies and loot drops for creatures is also coming into the game. So there's some loot drops right now for the Megalodon and for the Cractopus, Sharktopus, whatever. And yeah, but they're not that great for the amount of shit you use to defeat it. It's like a couple trinkets and a chest or something.
Yeah, sometimes you can get some good stuff, though. Like, those gold trinkets sold for, like, 1,200 each, so.
Yeah, true. The skeleton ships, I think, need a little bit of a buff. Well, mind you, look at how quickly we took that. We took two of them out super quickly. But we were on a galleon, so that really helped us out. It was all four of us shooting shooting at the skeleton ship. But, yeah, when they died, it was there was maybe a skeleton skull or something. Like, there was one thing of real value there, and then the rest was kind of garbage.
Yeah, they need a bit better loot.
Yep. Alright, so an expanded world with volcanic natural hazard. So, I thought... Oh, that's what comes... Oh, okay, I see. This is the if you buy the anniversary edition. I was like, that already exists. And, so yeah, so an expanded world with volcanic natural hazard, so that's the Devil's Roar, which Cole fucking hates, but we want to stick around in, because the loot there is really good.
That, and we still need the Shadow Maw.
Yeah, we need the Shadow Maw for sure. And the Anniversary Edition also includes the free Sea Dog pack.
Cool, cool, cool.
So I'm very, very excited to try out the updated Sea of Thieves, and I'm sure a lot of people are.
I'm excited.
So, we have not spent very much gold because we're saving for the limited edition shit that's coming out soon, inevitably with the Anniversary Edition. So I have 350,000 gold and you have 406.
Yep.
So that's a lot of gold. We should just hang on to it and get to a million. And then we're like, and then we can title that on our stream, Millionaire Pirates Sail the Seas.
I think we can keep it going.
Yeah. And then everyone will be like, did you pay to play? Because you fucking suck, potatoes.
That's yeah, my PvP skills could be better.
Yeah, mine are improving slightly, but that one fucking chick bitch that like entered our ship yesterday, I don't know what the fuck was up with her. Cause
I don't know. I freaking shot her point blank with the blunderbuss, and then I started hitting her with the sword, and she just stood there. And yeah. Then she hit me once and took like half my health.
Yeah, I went down there. I sliced her with my sword five times, and I'm not exaggerating. It was five times, and she blunderbussed me twice, and then she blunderbussed me three times. She was just a shitty shot with it, and she killed me on the third shot. But she kept, yeah. I don't know how she didn't die from five sword slices. I was fucking annoyed. Anyways, and I had the Eye of Reach equipped too. I just got it to take out a skeleton on a cannon, and then I didn't have time to change it when she boarded the ship, so I was trying to, like, quickscope her, but I was sucking ass at that. If I quickscoped her, I would have been so stoked.
Yeah.
It would have been money.
I still don't know where she even came from.
Yeah, and then we got fucking murked hard by that other enemy ship that was coming in. Like, we were put in a really bad place.
Yeah, that's why I told Cole I didn't want to attack them. Because there's two ships.
Yeah. Well, it was one ship, and then the other one sailed over and sank us.
Yeah, fuck. So we knew what was going to happen.
Yeah, we were right fucked. All right. What else is happening this week here in the game news industry? Mr. Cole? Mr. whatever the fuck your name is? Mr. Will?
Nothing, really. there hasn't been too much news. I'm betting everything's being saved now for E3.
Yeah, you're
about a month away.
Probably right on that. We should go see Endgame as well, by the way.
Yeah, we should.
And we'll figure out when the fuck that is. So the PSN Gold Week sales launch with hundreds of games on and DLC on sale. So there's that to look out for. And free Nintendo Switch online trial comes including Mario Tennis Aces demo, which is the demo that made me not buy the fucking game. So I don't know if that's a good promotion or not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, Sony says the PlayStation 5 won't launch before April 2020. So it's not going to launch within the next fiscal year.
No, but it'll be before the next E3, so they're going to pump out a bunch of shit probably this year.
I don't know. I've never had a console come out in the mid-year. It's always just before Christmas, so they can capitalize.
Again, like I said in the last few podcasts, I think Sony's maybe... they're trying to outplay Xbox. Because if they can sell more consoles than Xbox... like you said, they already won this generation, but... they have the complete upper hand by not being at PAX this year.
That is true.
So they could be like, yeah, it won't launch till April 2020. And then you know, the Scarlet banks on that too. And then they're like, okay, we're releasing December 15th. Fuck, could you imagine? Like, that would be like Black Friday for like 10 straight days.
Yeah.
That'd be nonsense. Ugh.
And then... Nintendo has said that they have no plans to announce new hardware at E3.
Well, why would you? You have the best hardware right now.
Well, we were talking about maybe like a 4K
dock. The dock, yeah. Well, that's not hardware, is it? Oh, no, it is. It is. Cool. So, I'm so sick of seeing Fortnite news. No one fucking cares.
Well, I'm like, even looking here, apparently the next EA Play event will reveal Apex Legends Season 2.
Yep. So if you guys are hurting for money, you can get a flash deal right now from Microsoft. Get 12 months of Xbox Live Gold for $40. Not a bad deal, because it's usually $60. Yeah, it's pretty good. And yeah, that's about all I got here. So why don't we wrap this podcast up?
Sounds good.
You can go play your fucking shit. And then I'm going to go to Costco and go fucking shopping and do some basic adulting.
Yeah, and then you're just going to come back on because you're like, oh, well, she's just on her iPad.
Yeah, if she plays iPad, I'm coming on. Fuck that. I'm not sitting there and watching fucking her play iPad and also watch the vet show that she fucking watches. So, all right, okay, guys, thanks a lot for joining us this weekend. Fucking can't talk. And if you have not already, you should join our Patreon page, and we're going to be hosting our podcasts live on our Patreon for Patreon supporters. So you can check us out while we're recording the show live. You can join a chat and basically interact with us while we're doing the show. It's going to be a new experience and actually quite fun. And you can also check out our Facebook page and any of our other social media things on our website, videogamesnow.ca. And until then, we'll see you on the next one. Bye-bye.
Later, guys.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.